Unscripted.
Each episode is available to view on YouTube, so be sure to check us out.
You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
And that kind of carried on through the rest of conference. Like, it was so Jesus-focused.
Everything.
Everything. I mean, we don't even have to mention President Oak's talk, which was literally just quoting Jesus. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I'm David.
I'm Cam.
And we are here today to give you a little general conference recap. And it is Monday morning after General Conference, so it's pretty fresh in our minds. Exciting. Question mark?
Very much so. I was very wrong on our last recap.
In what way?
I don't know. We were a little worried that it was going to be President Nelson's last session, because it was the God be with you till we meet again, and the whole ending, and we were like, oh no, he's not, and he looks like the youngest one on. He did. Stage, so.
He did. I will say that what I learned this conference is that it's really hard to pay attention to conference with a toddler around. And that is me admitting that I need to go back and listen again to a lot of the talks because I missed a lot.
Absolutely.
But as far as favorites go,
I'm going to go right off the bat, President Nelson's Sunday morning.
Absolutely. That's at the top of my list as well. And it's not just because he's the prophet, you know? I don't want to be cliche, but it was just a really good talk. Uh-huh. Why'd you like it?
I liked it because the previous sessions had all kind of built up to it. Hmm. There were several talks about contention and how it drives away the spirit. And he just came in and was like, you've set me up, and we're just...
He blew it out of the water.
That's got to be a home run, right?
That moment when he... pulling out the quotes. There was one moment when he said, there might be some of you that are thinking, I'm talking to other people, and they really need to hear this talk.
Yeah.
Right? You have someone in mind that... Oh, you know, I don't agree with them on certain things, so they, I hope they're listening. I'm talking to you, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just, it was perfection. Chef's kiss.
Mwah. Chef's kiss, yes. I wrote some quotes down. The whole, it's so quotable. Mm-hmm. It's really good. I listened to it, because again, toddler, running around. We had family over and stuff, as you do.
Just not a great recipe for success.
Not a great recipe for focus. But I listened to it again. That was one that I listened to again. I listened to a lot of it this morning and then in the car on the way here. But anger never persuades. Hostility builds no one. Contention never leads to inspired solutions. That's kind of a little summary of his whole talk.
Uh-huh.
And it was so good. And I was thinking, well, everybody can do better at it, right?
Everybody.
At the whole contention thing. But also, like... If in the multiverse I was not a member or a former member of the church and members of the church came and attacked me, This would be a talk that I'd say, hey, remember what President Nelson said? I would probably have to try not to do that sarcastically. There's like this alternate reality where I'm like,
these are the shower arguments that you have
with
yourself.
Yes. Like, what would I do?
What would I say in this situation?
In this position? But like, it's one
normal
where,
everyday thoughts for the average person.
Yes, absolutely. It's one of those talks where like you need to be frequently reminded of it because it's so easy to forget, especially when you're interacting with people that are attacking you online.
Social media was a big one he called out.
Yeah,
nothing gets done when you're having an argument with somebody you disagree with. You need to have a constructive conversation.
Yep,
and try to find common ground.
Yep. That's one that I'm going to be listening to a lot,
absolutely.
I think. I really liked Elder Stevenson's, Gary Stevenson's, right off the bat at the beginning of conference. He talked about hyping up Easter as much as we do Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about how, like, if you take away Christmas, you lose a couple chapters of the New Testament. You take away Easter...
You lose the New Testament.
You lose the New... Yeah, you lose everything.
Everything.
So I thought that was really cool. A really cool thought.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of carried on through the rest of conference. Like, it was so Jesus-focused.
Everything.
Everything. I mean, we don't even have to mention President Oak's talk.
My message today consists of a selection of the words of our Savior, what he said.
Which was literally just quoting Jesus the entire time, but I really liked that about
in this that. In the same thread as President Nelson's talk, I really appreciated Elder Suarez. There was one moment when he was talking about Jesus getting betrayed by his father, by, you know, Judas, and standing before Pilate. And it really impressed me that Jesus wasn't being naive in that moment. He wasn't Jesus. Like, we have a tendency sometimes as members of the church to view turning the other cheek as just letting people
smack you,
roll over you. Right. And that leads to abusive relationships and a lot of other really unhealthy situations. Jesus not only had the knowledge of his accusers and his betrayers, he had the power to do something about it and still actively chose not to. It goes back to that quote of, you know, it's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war kind of thing. If you've ever heard that.
Processing. Okay.
Right. Christ had the ability to fight back, and he had the power to do something about it, and he still chose in that moment to love and to show charity and to be compassionate.
Yeah.
And I think that was something that hadn't really hit me before, was all of this talk of love doesn't just mean let anyone do anything to you. It means have the ability to stand up for yourself and be willing to let things go, because we're all human and we all make mistakes.
Yeah. Fabulous. Let's see, Elder Renland, Dale Renland. I really liked his talk about covenants, and having a covenant relationship with God. I loved that he went over the endowment covenants, the covenants that we make in the temple. I think that's so important to reiterate whenever we can, so people are aware of what to expect there.
And I'm really glad that the church is talking more about those.
Yeah.
Elder Bednar was the one that really got things rolling. And I remember sitting in that conference and being like, wait, what? We can talk about this? What? Yeah. And that makes making those covenants so much easier, because you know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
In the temple. And it's not this moment of like, oh, shoot, what am I about to commit to?
Yeah.
And
we grew up with kind of that stigma.
Right.
Of, okay, what's going to happen?
My first time through the temple was interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah. Because the
preparation was a little bit different. But I think that the next generation is going to have a much easier time with that. Dieter F. Uchtdorf.
For the strength of youth.
Is that what he talked about? I thought he
did. At the beginning.
So that's one I wrote down. I need to go back to listen to again. But what I got from it was a lot of parenting stuff.
Yeah.
Which applies to me now, which is kind of weird.
This is all so weird.
What I did catch from it was important.
Absolutely.
Anyway, fantastic conference. I'm looking forward to going back and listening to it.
Any temples that were announced with personal meaning?
Every temple has personal meaning. But I have some friends in California that are going to get one now.
San Jose, Bakersfield.
Pennsylvania.
Area. A couple in Brazil, a couple in the Philippines.
Yeah, Indonesia.
Indonesia?
It was just the Philippines. There weren't any in Thailand, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah. 15. It seems like every conference now, it's like 12, 15 new temples. Yep. It's getting pretty impressive.
And there was a great quote. I'm trying to remember exactly what was said, but something to the effect of, the more temples there are on earth, the weaker the adversary becomes.
That's interesting.
Something like that.
Yeah. I need to go back and read Elder Renland's talk. Just more temples, more opportunities to make covenants and bind ourselves to God. That's all I wrote down.
That's all I've got.
That's all you've got?
Yeah.
Okay, what did you guys think about General Conference? Let us know what your favorite talks were, some of your favorite quotes, and we're going to be listening to those for the next 6 months. That's it. See you guys next time.
Thanks for listening. If you want to watch our videos, check us out on YouTube or shoot us a message on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.